This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good morning, folks, and I know you've probably heard this a million times, but if you haven't voted, please get out to vote. It's a privilege that we enjoy in this country, the constitutional republic, the democracy, the voting that we do for our elected leaders. We have a lot of congressional elections. We've got some other propositions on the ballot, a lot going on, and obviously the presidential election as well. And you can choose which ones you want to vote for, which ones you don't want to vote for, because you don't have to vote in all of these races. So you may feel ambivalent about one, but strongly about another. So don't sit home. Take the few minutes. We actually do things well here in Louisiana. Very proud of the way that we conduct ourselves here in Louisiana. As we read stories from around the country, we don't have that experience here. In fact, I used to work with election officials as a sheriff and prior to being the sheriff. Very competent people that take what they do seriously, very seriously. And the law is the law. And they work hard each and every day to make sure that they comply with every single aspect. And it doesn't matter to them whether or not it works against an R, works against a D, works against an I, or any other party affiliation. It's of no consequence. It is what it is under the law, and it's not going to change until the law changes. And that's the attitude I wish that every state had as we go into this very heated election today. So please get out there and exercise your right and privilege to vote. And speaking of that, we're going to visit with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the latest as to what's going on, and more importantly, what's happening in the swing states. Brandon Wright from the Thomas B. Fordham Institute joins us, and we're going to be talking about our education programs for high achievers inherently inequitable. America's reckoning with racial injustice and the pursuit of equity have led some public school systems, they've actually reduced or terminated or seriously questioning special programs for high achievers, such as gifted education, honors courses, selective high schools. Historically, these programs have served disproportionately few Black, Hispanic, Native American, and low-income students, and their critics have used that happenstance to call for their elimination. A position they often justify with the claims that the programs don't really improve academic outcomes, especially those of marginalized students, and that the more heterogeneous classrooms would just work as well, in many cases would be better. Well, there's a new policy paper about that, and we'll talk about that issue. In fact, that's going to be a pressing issue, no matter who gets elected as president, right? And we're going to continue to talk about these pressing issues even after today, because they're not going away. There are a lot of things that this country is divided on in the way that they believe about certain issues. And there's a marked difference between Democrats and Republicans how to best solve them. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll visit with the executive director of the Algiers Economic Development Foundation. We'll get an idea of what's going on the west bank of the city of New Orleans during our NOLA Coalition segment, and that's Kelsey Foster who will be joining us. Nika Scott is going to join us from Entergy New Orleans. They're doing a walk down in Council District E, the lower Ninth Ward, and they are looking at all of the challenges out there, and we'll find out what they're seeing and what they're doing. So let's talk locally about a couple of things, and then we'll move to other topics. You know how to determine, or do you know how an elected official recognizes that they're totally irrelevant? They have no relevance at all in politics, no relevance at all in helping determine the outcome of an election, and are basically persona non grata and no one wants them around? When an elected official is in Barcelona during a presidential election, that's how you know that your elected leader is of little or no value. Has less than half of the remainder of their term, and they've not been able to really push through any significant policies that's going to impact the future of this city in a very positive way. And we're off and running at some summit in Barcelona, and we all know that this individual, the mayor that is, LaToya Cantrell, if you hadn't figured this out yet, is not going to be able to bring back much of anything that is going to make a significant difference to the manner in which we conduct our business. In fact, it's going to be a whole gobbledygook word salad of a pig in a poke that we're going to be talking about that, one, we don't have the money to finance. Two, we don't have the political will to do so. And three, we're just acting as a chameleon trying to be all things to all people. And four, it's really probably more about this individual's afterlife, but it's okay, it's on your tab, right? The city of largesse, the city that has this this endless amount of money. In fact, a city which this individual seems to think is the federal government, we can just turn on the printing machines and just go print money and everything's going to be okay. A city that is heavily reliant upon federal grant dollars in order to figure out what it's doing in the balance. Because without all those federal grant dollars, a lot of what we do won't happen. A lot of the infrastructure that we're financing won't happen. So it doesn't have, we are devoid of really sitting down and having significant policy considerations, debate, and otherwise as to the priorities set in this city. Because we're spoiled. So we'll go off to Barcelona, we'll rub shoulders with a whole bunch of other progressives out there and act like we're important and bring back nothing. And we're going to all be better for it. That's our story. And it's a shame that we have to even talk about this. And it's a shame that there's nothing that anybody can do because of the construct of governance in the city of New Orleans, that we can have a mayor that just openly and aggressively wastes city taxpayer dollars. I mean, she can't, with a straight face, tell anybody she's going to come back and implement, institute any of these policies in a meaningful way that's going to make a difference here in the city of New Orleans. Not at all. I mean, she may be able to go BS some progressive think tank, you know, where failed Democratic leaders and others end up getting babysat by some other liberal and progressive thinkers. That's possible. That's the highest likelihood, quite frankly. We've seen so many in the past go down that same path, right? And, you know, so here we go again. No priorities. We're spending money. We're trying to be all things to all people. We talked yesterday about what we were trying to. We're in the EV world now. We're setting EV mandates in the city of New Orleans. We can't fit a pothole. We can't get legitimate power sources to the infrastructure necessary to make sure that we can run our pumps, run our water system, and everything else. We're behind the eight ball. We're scrambling to get $17 million or $27 million or whatever the number is. It's of no consequence. Because we do know that if that dollar is spent, it will benefit every homeowner and every business owner in the city of New Orleans, no exceptions. But for some reason, we had to scramble and get money from this source, that source, that source, this other source, and everything else. And we're talking about taking a percentage of the budget and putting it towards affordable housing, which it's not going to make a hill of beans difference. You're going to vote on that today, by the way. You should think about this. Because if they fail to implement anything of any consequence, you know how hard it is to reconcile putting that in the city charter? Damn hard. Got to go have another election. Just let them do it by ordinance. But they want to be able to set this aside because they don't want to have to prove themselves over and over and over again from a programmatic standpoint that actually what they're doing is leading to meaningful outcomes. If you're an effective leader and you have a plan that is strategically intact and makes sense, you shouldn't fear these things. But we fear these things because we want the easy way out. We want to be able to try exotic strategies to see whether or not we can get them to stick. We want to move with where voters are going. We want to lick our fingers, stick it up in the air, and see where does the wind blow. And then we want to go in that direction. And we may shift and go back and forth, but it's okay. It's your money. It's your tax dollars. And meanwhile, we can't get drains clean. And meanwhile, we can't fix potholes. We can't deal with tire dumps. We can't deal with garbage once a week. Every other surrounding parish has twice a week. We can't provide the services that right across a canal people have that the city of New Orleans doesn't have. But it's okay. Because we're going to be the chameleon. We're going to be all things to all people. We're going to waste your money. We're going to engage in strategies that make no sense. And we're going to worry about having 40% of the vehicles registered in the city of New Orleans be EV, I think, by 2035. And for every minute of energy that we waste on that initiative is energy taken away from all of the other things that I've talked about over and over and over again ad nauseum, including the majority of the items on the list that I talked about, which stimulated folks to generate a recall election of LaToya Cantrell. That's how far back this goes. And we're not any better today. In fact, the council, to its credit, understanding the limitation that they have from a power standpoint and a governance standpoint, have had to do workarounds. So now we've become the city of workarounds. Beautiful. Kind of like the beggar budget mentality that we've had. Because we hadn't sat down, really, some have, and members of the council, to try and figure out what can we afford and what can't we afford? Forgetting about what we can beg for from the state and the federal government. So why don't we construct a budget that lives within those means and set the priorities there? And you know what's going to happen? A lot of these other things are going to fall on the wayside because we're going to finally come to the realization we don't have the money. We don't have the money. And if we think for a moment that that $35 trillion federal debt is not going to come back to haunt state and local government, when the federal government is compelled to start tightening their belt, the monetary policy is going to change because as they battle to fight inflation each and every year, more and more people are going to come to the realization that their construct is not appropriate and is not going to lead any of us to the promised land. And then we're going to have even greater problems because the first people they're going to cut off are going to be state and locals. And if we hadn't gone through this exercise of living within our means, not taken into consideration of the lottery ticket of the federal and state government, we're going to be in a bad way. In fact, don't think for a moment that this whole tax re-engineered construct that's going on, that the legislature is going to go into special session on Wednesday. And I'm not saying this in opposition to this. It has to be done because the state finds itself in some of the same positions. Legacy cost of pension systems, all kinds of unfunded accrued liabilities, state mandates that aren't appropriately funded, pushed down to local government. Whether or not this is going to be revenue neutral or there's going to be a heavier burden on local government is yet to be determined, depending on the compromises that have to be made in order to get this bill through this special session. We should be ahead of this, not responding to it. We should be ahead of it. And if this is not a bellwether event to recognize that the federal government's going to be going through this same exercise, because no matter who you voted for today or going to vote for today, they've all made promises that are going to increase that federal debt level in a significant way over the next 4 to 10 years. And where it's going to get cut first is the money that's coming down from the federal government to the state government or to cities and counties and parishes across this country. Those areas that are engaged in this thought process are going to be ahead of the game, and they will continue to be successful because they will recognize what they can spend on and what they can't. And what they recognize first is they can't be a chameleon. They will not be all things to all people. I remember one consultant said, the most powerful word of effective leadership and governance is not yes. It's knowing when to say no. In the moment that you lose the ability to say no, your organization will always be less than. Because people are creatures of aspiration. Aspirations cost money. And if you say yes to every single aspiration that every elected individual that comes into local government has and wants to try because they all want their fingerprint on something, and you don't go through this process as to what you're able to afford and not afford, and you're just saying yes, 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 you're less than. You got to be strategic. Sometimes the most strategic word is no. Knowing when to say no as well. You make people unhappy when you do that. But that's part of an effective leader's job. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not we're going to do that. Others are already doing it. Other parishes are already doing it. They're thinking about how they're going to finance the improvements to their infrastructures on the current revenue sources that they have today, not based on whether or not they're going to get federal grants. And they chart that out, and they have to stay true to the numbers. Because, you know, it's interesting, and you've heard me say this before, math has no emotion. None. It is brutal. You can try every which way but loose to manipulate the math. It doesn't work. It is what it is. And it will always come back to haunt you if you shade away. And there's no better example than the legacy cost of pension funds, unfunded accrued liabilities. They're compelled to have actuaries do these calculations each and every year. And elected governance in this state continue to underfund. They don't even put up the money that they say they have to put up annually to keep current. They provide less than, as though there's going to be some magic fairy that's going to come down and drop a pot of gold on that fund. And where do we find ourselves? With a whole bunch of pension funds, only 50% actuarially funded, some even less than that. The New Orleans Firefighters Fund, for one, big problem for the city. Can't figure out how to finance it. Same with the other pensions in the city. Why? Because they didn't make the contributions that they needed to. We keep thinking that somebody's going to drop a pot of gold on us and all of this is going to turn around. And the fact of the matter is, the problem's growing each and every year. But yet, we will find money for every little special interest group out there and every little special project out there as though those are high priority items. They are to the local elected officials that want to get reelected, but they're not to the city as a whole. So this election is really more about who gets elected. The mindset is going to change. And it doesn't matter if we end up with a Democrat-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate and a Democrat in the executive branch, or flip it, a Republican there and the Democrats control this and control that. We are going to get to that place. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So if for no other reason, in the city of New Orleans, there are issues that you need to vote on that's going to very much be determinative of where this city is in the coming years, same in Jefferson Parish, same in other parishes, not to mention that we have congressional members to vote on as well. So think about those issues and think about the importance of where you want to be today at some point in time for a brief period of time, and maybe set aside the few minutes to get out and vote. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Entergy New Orleans hosted a community walk down in District E. Down in the lower nine, they were surveying and looking at infrastructure to improve service reliability. And here to talk to us about it is Nika Scott, Entergy New Orleans VP of Customer Service. Nika, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? So you guys went out at 8:30 this morning. I think y'all just wrapped it up 7 or 8 minutes ago. And what did we find?
Yeah, we did. So you know, we do these things just to connect more with our community, and we're intentional about it. We look at our customer service team, meets with our reliability team, and looks to see if there are certain areas in a district that we need to give a little attention to. Maybe they've had an outage lately that they probably shouldn't have. And so we picked these areas, and this morning we were in the lower nine, between like St. Claude and the river. Around Royal, Dauphine, Beth's Domino, we walked about 8 or 9 square blocks. We saw some roosters, some dogs, lots of customers. It was a beautiful morning to walk. We found a couple of wires that we were repairing, a little bit of tree trimming that we're gonna go back and look at. And those are the kind of things we look for. We look for leaning poles. Didn't see any of that this morning. We look for damaged cross arms. Didn't see anything like that this morning. But those are kind of the things that we look for when we're doing these walkdowns.
Was this the first one that y'all have done this year as you embark on this, or have y'all been in other areas already?
Actually, this is our final one for the year. We started, we started earlier in the year. Probably it was in the heat of the summer. It was really hot, so it was in August. And we started in District B, and District E was our final one. And we're gonna keep doing it, but this is the last one of the year.
And were council members out there as y'all visited these areas?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who would we see out there walking around on, during this walk down?
Sure. So all of our customer service managers usually participate, even if they're not assigned to that particular district. This district was District E. It's Amy Bayham's district. She's our customer service manager there. We let the council members know. A lot of their staff have participated in the walkdowns with us. We didn't have anyone there with us today. I don't believe that District E could make it, but they're always engaged with us. So we had that team with us. We had our reliability team, our operations team, the guys that actually do the work. We had lots of line workers with us this morning. And we had our Energy Smart team. So we were, you know, the customer service team and the Energy Smart team, we were going door to door. We were leaving door hangers to let people know we were in the area. If we saw customers out, we stopped and talked to them. And we left them information and gave them information about joining and calling us about our Energy Smart program to help do energy efficiency work on the houses down there.
And Nika, as y'all pick areas out geographically, I have to imagine that one of the considerations, y'all have the history of, you know, power outages that you look at, right?
Yeah, we do, especially if it's non-storm related, you know, or that sort of thing, because if there's something going on, if you've had an outage or two that's a little bit more than you would expect, we want to make sure we address that. So that's exactly why we look at the areas we do.
And are there reports generated that go back to the council? I know there's a lot of interaction between Entergy New Orleans and the council as the regulator as to some of the findings and outcomes of these walkdowns.
Yeah, so we file a quarterly reliability report, an official report every quarter with the council. But we also, once we do the walkdowns, we do go back to each council member and say, this is kind of what we found. And then we go back to them and say, this has all been repaired, just to make sure that they know that we've repaired and addressed the issues that we found.
What has been the reaction of the neighbors?
You know, I think it's positive. You know, I think, you know, generally people just want to see you out in their community. And I think they appreciate that we're there because, you know, after COVID hit, you know, we kind of had to kind of shut all that down. And when we started working on our resilience plan and our Operation Gridiron campaign last year, we did, you know, gosh, I don't know how many town hall meetings. We had great turnout. And so we believe that people just want to be communicated with and educated. And we've had really positive response from the neighborhoods that we've been in.
Anika, you know, I run into you guys every now and again, and don't take this the wrong way, but I hope that I don't have to talk to you all this weekend.
Me too. I don't want to have to talk to you either.
I don't want to see you, Nika.
We're monitoring. I love you, Noel, but I don't want to talk about a storm. We are monitoring the Skirmaha weather call this afternoon, and I'm hoping it's going to be, you know, very good news. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention. You were talking about it with my breakfast group this morning. I said, "Are you kidding me? That thing's coming." I'm so focused on the election and looking at that, I wasn't even thinking about this storm. I said, "That's the last thing I need this week." We're trying to get behind, you know, getting beyond the election, and then a storm's looming out there. It's like, no, I don't need to have any part of that for sure.
You're right, but you know, it just goes to show. You know, hurricane season is not over till the end of the month. You know, usually this time of year we're coasting. We think we can anyway. But it's just, you know, another example of we continue to get storms. They continue to get stronger. Hopefully this one will be fine. But, you know, we're going to wait and see. I'll know a little bit more this afternoon.
Absolutely. Final thoughts.
Look, go vote. It's a bright people fought for. So go out and vote, no matter your preference. But just vote. And thanks for having us on to share a little bit about what we do in our communities every day.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you. I don't want to see you this weekend, so make those plans.
Go somewhere. Me too.
That's Nika Scott, Entergy New Orleans VP of Customer Service, talking about the walk down in Council District E in the Lower Nine. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, tonight we will have election coverage from 8 p.m. to midnight. We will talk about a lot of, certainly about the presidential race, right? But we're going to also be talking about the down ballot races and the electoral college votes, how that breaks out. We'll look at the swing states, but we're really going to look a lot at these down ballot races that are going on in a number of states. There are a whole bunch of seats that are up for grabs in both the House and the Senate, because that really influences in a major way as to how whoever wins as president will be able to implement their proposed policies and what difficulties they'll have. So if you don't end up with at least 60 votes in the Senate, you know that all of those votes that require filibuster, which is anything other than the simple majority, you're more than likely, if the opposite party is there, you're not going to get those there. Or if either party's, you know, there, if you don't have 60 that aligns with the executive branch, you're not getting there. So that takes a number of issues off the table and really changes a lot of what you're going to be able to get done. If you don't control both houses, for example, that takes even more off the table. And depending which, whether the House or the Senate that you control has an impact on what you're going to be able to move through Congress as well, and is going to have a significant impact. We're also going to talk about the possibility of what's going to happen depending on who wins in the interim, in the lame duck period, the final months of of Biden as president. If Kamala Harris wins, does that mean that Joe Biden goes out and starts issuing a bunch of executive orders or executive action, taking a bullet for the Harris administration as he walks out the door and puts a lot of different things in place by that order or action, thereby relieving some of the pressure off Kamala when she takes office? It's going to be interesting. What happens? Same scenario. If Trump were to get elected, does that mean that the president goes off and running with a bunch of EOs and EAs trying to delay any implementation of Trump policies where he would have to unwind some of those things? And that's exactly what happened the last time he was elected. It took months in court battles in some cases, and that cases that were filed when he was trying to rescind any number of executive orders or executive actions. So a lot of game playing goes on out there. It's the same issue as we see in these elections. And in case you didn't know, there are a whole bunch of hot button issues that appear on the ballot in a number of states. And many states intentionally put them there to try and help stimulate voters to get out to the polls, and especially issues that would benefit one party over the other as to where they stand. So if you just look at the issue of abortion, There are 10 states that actually have abortion reproductive rights on the ballot today. Colorado, Florida, Nevada, New York, South Dakota, Maryland, Arizona, Missouri, Nebraska, and Montana. In fact, in the state of Nebraska, there are two competing measures that are there on this issue. So what you're going to hear is an analysis of a lot of what's going on in these different states, and why things are the way they are. You heard Tommy Tucker interviewing a professor about Pennsylvania earlier today. Interestingly, one of the issues that came up was, you heard him talk about the envelope, the outer envelope, the requirements under the law, what's necessary in order for that vote to be counted, and if there's a deficiency, it's not counted. That's the law. A lot of folks wanted to try and get those votes to be counted. In fact, that's what happened in 2020 and what a lot of the complaints were about. Local election officials modified the rules in violation of state law. And everybody was using this, the pandemic, as the excuse. And it's why you have a lot of states that went in and cleaned up some of the language, because it wasn't the language was subject to interpretation, and they eliminated that. And now you have these hard lines that you have in place by virtue of state law. And it was interesting that Pennsylvania Supreme Court says, well, the law is the law. It doesn't get counted. And still pressure by local elected officials trying to move it. The other day, when you go pick up these ballots, as was outlined during the course of that conversation with Tommy Tucker, the rule is if you're in line at 4:30, you get to go through this process. Well, these folks get off at 4:30. They didn't want to stay and work overtime. So they started to try and forecast at what time, depending on the lengthy period of time that it took to fill out these forms, get the ballot, fill out the ballot, and turn the ballot in, if that's what you desire to do. You didn't have to do that. That if you had so many people in line based on their experience, they would try to time it so that they were done at 4:30. So you had people challenging law enforcement and others that were called upon to shut the line down at 1:15 or 1:25, some cases 1:40. And almost in every different area was a different time. Well, obviously, that wasn't the legislative intent, right? To have lines close at different locations based on how much time it took to get through the process so that these election officials could be gone at 4:30. And the courts had to step in and say, no, you can't do it that way. The law is the law. If they're in line by 4:30, they're entitled to do what they're supposed to do under the law. Again, you have all of these interpretations and desires of people that run violative of the law. And I don't know why we just don't approach this, that law, when it comes to elections, is sacrosanct. There is no deviation. There are no excuses. There are no asterisks. It is what it is. Recognize it. Fund and finance your office to accomplish same, and make sure that you have the human capital necessary to get the job done. It's not a big surprise. You have a pretty good idea of how many people are going to turn out and vote in presidential elections, for the most part. So do what you're elected to do. And maybe a lot of these headaches, a lot of these challenges, and a lot of division in this country simply fade away. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Kelsey Foster, Executive Director of the Algiers Economic Development Foundation. And we'll also visit with Brandon Wright from the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. And don't forget, Ron Fauché at noon. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.